With companies like Verichip, we have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence. Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years. The merge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best.
Like for us.
Yes. Like if you can't beat it, join it. That's like the purpose of Neuralink, is to create a high bandwidth interface to the brain such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing Neuralink on a monkey,
a monkey has been able to control the computer with its brain.
Elon Musk is ready to begin implanting his technology on humans as early as next year.
The neurons of your brain connect to form a large network through axon dendrite junctions called synapses. At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using chemical signals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical spike called an action potential. Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby, allowing recording of the information represented by a neuron.
The Neuralink chip is made up of 1,000 strands of electrodes that will be inserted into the brain by a specialized robot. The chip will act as a sensor affixed to the skull, and an interface device will be placed behind the ear. The device will be controlled with an iPhone app. Elon Musk tells us that his technology will not take full control of our brain, at least at first.
And all this will occur, actually, I think quite slowly. So I do want to emphasize that it's not going to be like suddenly Neuralink will have this incredible neural lace and start taking over people's brains. Okay. It will take a long time.
And the Neuralink team is clear that the device is designed to put information into the brain.
The system, even in version one that we're going to unveil today, is capable of 1,000 times more electrodes than the best system out there. And they're all read and write.
My team focuses on building chips and systems to get neural signals recorded from our electrodes out of the brain, and also to put information into the brain.
Remember, we want bidirectional information. We don't only want to read information out of the brain, we want to be able to put it back into the brain. Now, to some of you, that may seem a little bit fantastical that you could write information into the brain, but actually the basic building blocks of that technology are already there.
Including having control over the body and our speech. According to Elon, Neuralink is a way for mankind to merge with artificial intelligence.
Ultimately, yeah, this is going to sound pretty weird, but achieve a sort of symbiosis with artificial intelligence. So, this is not a mandatory thing. This is a thing that you can choose to have if you want. But I think even in a benign AI scenario, we will be left behind. And hopefully it is a benign scenario. With a high bandwidth brain-machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride. And we can effectively have the option of merging with AI.
Many Christians are concerned about this. Revelations 13 of the Bible warns of the mark of the beast, a mark placed into the foreheads so that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark. Whether you believe this or not, it is fast becoming reality. While we act as if we have no choice but to create artificial intelligence and submit to its fate. We collectively sacrifice our own free will. And if we are unwilling to claim dominion over our own bodies, then we will most certainly get what we deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.